is Full Coverage with your host, Laura Lee.
And Manny MUA.
You guys, we got a real special guest. Most requested guest.
Oh, come on.
No, dude, we literally.
Oh, come on.
To the point where I was like, I'm sick of it. Get on the podcast, Desi Perkins.
Well, I was like having babies. I was really busy.
You were
100%. And we talked about you,
yeah,
like, you with the podcast for a long time. You're like, baby, I'm literally pregnant.
I was like, I'm on bed rest, but like when I'm done.
Yes. I'm coming on.
And she's here.
Yes. I'm so, honored too. I like love this podcast.
Oh my God.
Favorite podcast. Period. I do really love How I Built This too. So you guys are like kind of neck and neck.
Oh.
Wait, is that a podcast, How I Built This?
Yeah. It's like how entrepreneurs built their companies that are like huge now and how they started. It's just really good as a
entrepreneur yourself.
To like watch that and listen to all the struggles.
Wow.
Because you almost feel sometimes alone with that.
I need to write that down or I'll never remember it.
I love it. It has like a lot of beauty brands on it and just how they started and it's so good.
How I Built This?
Yeah.
Gonna write that down. Like, I love it.
Very that.
Very good.
I love that.
Okay. So you guys, those are the only two. Like, I love your guys' podcast too. So I was super honored when they asked me.
Oh my God.
And you guys, this has been a long time in the making. Like, we have asked before. So don't be like,
I mean,
after Shayla and after Katie.
When did you ask?
We asked you before when you were pregnant.
I don't feel like we have. I feel like we said, would you come on? And you were like, yes.
I know. No,
that's what it was.
Because when you guys asked me, I was like, it's about fucking time.
Yeah. Maybe we just talked about it. Like, would you come on?
Talked about it.
I was over here just kind of like, well, when my, okay.
You're like this.
So you're going to have all my best friends. Cool. All right. Cool.
When the
Listen,
fuck am I coming
we're
on?
We're smart about it. I had my eye out. I was like, okay, she's having a baby right now. So we'll do these. You know, like I always have my eye out. But then I saw a clearing and I was like, I feel like she's safe now.
This is the time. Yeah.
And it was the perfect timing. Perfect timing.
And I can't ask you right after you have pop out a baby. Like, I cannot ask you.
I do not want to be on camera.
Exactly. See, I knew this. So I was like,
nesting.
I'm
going
to give this girl. So I think I asked you in like February.
Yeah, you asked me at the perfect time. But I will say, I was like,
keeping an eye out for Selena.
I was like, side eye.
You're like, when's it my turn? When's it gonna be me?
No, I'm really happy to be here though.
Good, I'm glad.
That makes us.
So then you know the vibe. You know the vibes.
Of course.
You know it's gonna be peak and pit to start.
Yes, yes.
And you have them both?
Yeah.
Wow, she's a
I love a prepared woman.
I do peek and pit every day with Ocean.
Oh
my gosh, you told us this.
Yeah, and he's good at it.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, wait, that's so freaking
cute. How old is
cute.
Ocean now?
He's two and almost two and a half.
That happened very fast.
Yeah.
And how old is
I'm gagged.
Posey? Carly? Carly? I don't know her child. Okay, wait, let me be honest. There are a lot of babies right now. There are a lot of babies in the industry right now, and there used to be one. I think Ocean was the first industry
Ocean
baby.
Was the one.
Wait, I could be offending someone.
You
Ocean
were...
might not be the first.
Oh. No, I thought you meant like my first.
No. I feel like Ocean was like one of the beauty gurus' first babies.
Yeah. I don't remember. I have a terrible memory.
OG-wise, I do feel like that was
I do. So like Ocean, I think, is a part of all of us.
Yeah.
And then a lot of babies came in. Yeah. And
the other ones are just like rolling in.
They're rolling in. They're
rolling in.
We're getting to that age where it is like the rolling in is happening.
And you can ask me most people's children's name and I don't know. They start to blur.
She was like, what is it? Posey? Carly?
I know it's a Lee. There's a Lee on it. Harley. Yeah,
Harley.
I was
Harley.
So close. Posey, Harley, same thing.
Just think of like Harley Davidson.
Harley
period.
Quinn.
Like, period.
My head always go to Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Just I love it.
Lady Gaga.
How's Harley?
She's so good. She's such an angel. Like, she really put me through it in pregnancy, but like, she's really? Paying for it and how amazing
a
she
sweet,
is.
Sweet, sweet baby.
Yeah, she's a sweet baby.
I remember talking to you about it and you were like, dude, I'm literally bedridden right now.
Yeah.
Like, it was like intense.
Yeah, I was super bed. I was on bed rest. It was crazy. I was bleeding. And I thought I lost the baby. It was the worst day of my life. I was like, I went into the bathroom.
How far along was that in the thing?
I was already at like my last trimester.
Oh my gosh.
I was
like, so like far.
Yeah, I was huge. And I wasn't feeling well. My mom's like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, I'm just like, I'm fine. I just feel really tired. I went to the bathroom and it was like a murder scene. And
no.
I blacked out.
Oh my 100%. God.
I blacked out. Everything went blurry because I was like so I was so scared.
Shocked. Mm-hmm.
And everything I saw was blurry and I just started like, I don't even remember. I think I just started screaming. Like, Steven, I started screaming for Steven.
Yeah.
And he rushed me to the hospital. It was the scariest hospital ride of all time.
Oh.
And I ended up having what they think maybe I had like a tear or like, I don't know, but I basically had to be on, I was hospitalized twice and then I was on bed rest and it was just
so
like
a horrible
wild.
Pregnancy.
Yeah. It was hard.
That's
was rough.
So scary. Seriously. Like that sounds
super
so
scary.
Especially what you had been through in the past before
oh my
you
God.
Had children and to have children. And then that at the end of the
and
road.
And you're like, Jesus Christ.
After you've been
I
through the
like,
pregnancy, you're like, just
you're like, please.
The baby.
I'm like, please.
But now it's honestly, it's all worth it.
No, now it's like, pinch me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be nosy. Baby number three.
No, thank you.
And the most cute, like, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
And like the sweetest, most gentle, and the most loving way.
And that's
no.
a mother. And
I
that's
love a mother. My kids, but honestly, pregnancy is so difficult for me and the journey and like mentally and just physically. And after this last pregnancy, I'm like, you know, I'm so blessed and lucky with the two kids.
Two is amazing.
I don't want to be outnumbered with the third.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm
like, and it's a boy and a girl. Like, it just seems such like
so
a perfect
good.
Fit. Like, family unit, boy and a girl. Just like,
I'm good.
Whatever.
It's a good family unit.
It is. It's great. Four? Such a good number.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm. We're good.
I always thought that if I ever wanted to have kids, I always wanted to, and I wanted just to be a boy and a girl, and I wanted the girl to be first. That was always like in my vision
nice.
Of what I would want. As I get older, I want them less.
No,
but
really?
I want them less and less and less as I get older. But my vision was like, I'm going to have a boy and a girl. I'm going to have a girl first. because I need that. Like, I just need that, like, right. estrogen. Like, I need the feminine vibes.
Yes, yes.
And then I can have a boy after when my husband, he can be the more manly one.
Okay.
You know, but the girl's for me.
I've always envied your want to be a mother. You're probably like, bitch, don't try it. But I have, because you've always wanted to be a mother.
Yeah,
you've always said you've wanted to be a mother.
That's true.
I've always not wanted to be a mother. So it's very complicated in the way where I've always wrestled with it a lot. And it's always, and now that, like, I'm at the age that I'm at, I'm always like, okay, it's either shit or get off the pot. Like, it's like either do it or don't.
Right.
So it's like very difficult. If I wish I was just like a normal person who just like wanted children, I'm married.
But why is not having children not normal?
I know. It's
like,
know,
not it's normal. Weird. If you don't want to have children, that's your normal. Like, who cares?
People make me feel.
I know.
People make me feel.
It's society that makes you feel they psycho. Make,
and they tell me, like, they're like, express their love for their children, which I do get.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, that love that's just uncomparable to anything. And, like, you would literally run in front of a train just for your child. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I feel like they want me to experience that because it's such a great feeling. So they're like, I want you to have that in your life and have such a great husband. It's like, why wouldn't you? So I guess that makes me wrestle with it when people come at me with that.
I mean, listen, if you don't want to be a mom or a dad, like, then you don't want to.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't even, it's like your personal choice.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like something you have to do. Although I right. understand the pressures of society, because when I was silently suffering, trying, people were like, give that man a baby. And I was like,
oh,
bitch, I've been trying.
I'm like, I'm trying. Hard. And so
yeah.
I understand
even
people
like
just
that, though,
don't
horrible.
Stop. And it's always on the woman too. Like, I'm sure nobody sends those messages.
Always.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody ever said to Tyler, you know, why you have kids?
It's why aren't you giving her a baby?
Yes. Yeah, no. Literally never.
It's, they don't do that.
Exactly. So that's always been like, I don't know. I'm always, if I'm pregnant one day, just pray for me.
I'm gonna pray for you, but just I will also cry.
Yeah,
that day I'll be so excited.
Yeah,
because I already feel like I want to be a gunkle. You know,
I don't even know if I can have kids.
A gunkle.
You know, honestly, it's very true.
I've never tried to have kids, so I don't even know if I can have kids. So who
I think
knows?
That's everyone's thought.
I do too, and it's something that doesn't bother me because people are like, "Don't you want to know? Aren't you scared? You're gonna run out of time. It's gonna be too late. You may not even be able to have kids." And I'm like, I kind of don't care,
right? Mm-hmm. I mean, also. Like, why don't you freeze your eggs or, like, your embryos?
So
and that way you don't have to stress. And if one day, there they are. And, like,
I need to have a conversation with people who have done this, because me and Ty actually had that conversation the other day. Because we're kind of, like, shit or get off the pot. Mm-hmm. But we're like, but what if?
The freezing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends who are, like, entrepreneurs. And, you know, they don't want to have to, like, give in to having a baby right now.
Yeah.
And so they've done that. And they know that if when the time is right, like, you can have a baby.
We're gonna have that conversation later.
Yeah,
you're like, that is post pod combo,
right? Post pod combo, we'll chat often.
I love that. Like, I think that's really, really cool. Like that you have the ability to do that now. Like, you don't have to
yes.
have it. Like, I feel
right.
like for a long time society was very about, like, if you don't have kids young, you're weird,
or you're not gonna have them.
Or you're not gonna have them,
or you're gonna lose your chance.
Mm-hmm, or like anyone, like, and like, mind you, I know medically it's like it's more difficult as you do get older, of course, but like, they made it sound like if you're having kids after 25, you're like, oh my God, like,
they did.
The risk is so crazy.
I mean, people just
like,
thought 25 was just old to begin with.
They
and
did.
I'm like,
100%.
No.
And I feel like I'm the
I
best
feel like
person.
Millennials
know.
Have changed that. And I feel like Gen Z has come in and they're like, oh, we're really going to change that. But
right.
I feel like millennials, like, we really said, 35, sweetie.
35. Right.
We want to work. We want to have
35
careers.
35 is the next 25.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't
it
agree
really
more.
It really is. It really, really is. Wow, we jumped in so deep and we did
pick it.
I was like, I kept
you're
in
like,
the back of my mind thinking like, oh my God, we're off. This is
no,
not
you.
How it goes down when I watch it. And now I've just thrown it off. This we're off schedule.
You're killing me.
I like blacked out.
No, the fact I love that you know. You're like, no, we're off the train. We need to get back on the train. Okay, what is your peak for the week?
Okay, my peak for the week is such a mommy thing.
That's
good.
Cute. I love that.
We
you're
want.
It's when Ocean met Spider-Man at California Adventure. You guys, like, it's so crazy
because he's a Spider-Man boy.
He's a Spidey, and he like he makes us play Spider-Man with him all day, and he's obsessed. And it's like him meeting his idol. And when I tell you that when I saw Spider-Man walking towards us, his face lit up, and I was holding my phone as if like an icon, like A-list celebrity was there, and I was like shaking trying to take his picture, and I'm like, oh my God, and you know, and you ask your friend to take a picture, and it's like, well, these all suck. It's like phone was like and His face lit up, and I swear, I wish I could have seen a recording of me while that was happening behind the camera, just like,
it's happening, Osha, I'm gonna get the shot, I'm gonna get the shot.
And that was made my whole week. Oh, it was so good.
You know that's like a core memory for him.
Core memory for me too.
Yep.
I was like so excited.
You are gonna talk about that when he's 35.
Yeah.
Like, when you met Spider-Man. Did you record it at all, or was it more like just photo?
And that's where I was torn, because I was like, do I record a video? Do I take a picture? And so I was like taking a video really quick, and then I was like, oh my God, let me get a quick picture. My pictures all sucked because I was just so excited.
Wow. Like, you're excited for him.
Yeah, I was happy.
Like,
for
his
him.
Excitements are your excitements.
And now he's just telling everybody, like, I met Spider-Man. And actually,
an icon.
Yeah, an icon. It's really good.
He's like, I'm a Spidey. Like, I'm little Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so cute because I saw him in his little outfit on your stories. And I was like,
yeah. We've reached Spider-Man era, like underwear, socks, everything.
Spider-Man. Oh, I love that.
I was in that. I was in Spider-Man era. And then I was in Barney era as well.
I was Barbie and Polly Pocket.
Oh, I loved Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket, I was heavy into. And then I love my Barbies. Like, I played Barbies a lot.
Yeah.
I wanted to play with Barbies, but are you kidding
me? That's too damn bad.
That's too damn bad.
You keep on dating.
Here's your shovel.
And I was like, but I don't want to play with the football. I want to play with Barbie.
And it's so like, funny because, like, I have Barbies and Ocean will, like, grab them and play with them. And, like, I don't even think twice about it. I'm just like,
totally.
It's a toy.
You know, it's a toy.
Yeah, have fun.
But, yeah, that was my peak. It was
I love that. That's special.
I love that. Mine was...
Better be better than that.
You better bring it.
Honestly, I actually did have a really fun peak because I went down to San Diego last weekend. And I went down for my mom's birthday. So she just turned 51. Shout out to my mom.
She's so young.
Happy birthday,
Greca. I'm so grateful that
young parents.
Very young parents. I'm, like, literally about to be 32. And so we actually went to the Wild Animal Park in San Diego, which I hadn't been in like 15 years.
I've never been
like
there.
The zoo?
So it's like, so there's two parks in San Diego. There's the zoo and then there's the Wild Animal Park, or Safari Park.
I've been to that one. Mm-mm.
Dude, it's literally insane because it's the one where you go, like, there's a tram that takes you through like the safari. So there's like acres and acres of land and the animals are just like there. There's like giraffes, there's rhinos, and you go through like the experience. So they're not in like-
I want to do this, by the way, because it looks so cool. You need to take the kiddos.
It's insane. Yeah. I was literally shocked because I haven't been, and also like because now I'm at the point in my life where I can actually like help pay for things. So I'm like, okay, mom, let's do like the actual like tour where they can like literally take you through the park in it, and like you can be right next to like the animals. And so we did that, and it was just so cool because I went with my brothers, and us all being with my mom, like that's all she ever wants, like for a relationship, like us all to be together and just like kind of have a moment. So it was really cool. I got to see all my family. I haven't been to San Diego in a few months, so it was.
I feel like
really
your mom's always her number one request on any of her birthdays. She wants all three of her kids together.
Yeah,
like that is all she asks of them. She like, wants we can do anything, the just boys us three. Together.
I think my mom's asking one of us to leave.
That's also what my mom would ask. She'd be like, "I want one of you."
Literally, all of her is at her house every day. She's like, "You guys just give me a fucking break."
She was when she was living here, it wasn't like as like that, but now that she lives in San Diego and like me and Nick don't see her as often and Aaron's there, she's like, wait, I want us all to be together. Like she misses that like camaraderie.
That's gonna be me. I want my family together every single day.
All the time. Trust me, Aaron moved off to college. By the way, you're gonna be fucked if your kids move off to college. It is horrible. Horrible, Aaron. I'm like,
I don't even want to think about dropping him off at preschool. Are you kidding?
Wait, like college? They don't want to even talk to you anymore because friends in college and boyfriends are like, way
but
cooler.
But I'm your mommy. You're going to always want to talk to me.
Everyone says, like, all these moms tell me it's going to go from mommy to mom to bruh.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
It would never happen.
No, it's already happening.
No, never. Erin did say, she was like, there's one kid at college and he's so weird. I don't vibe with him. His mom comes and stays with him. And I was like, oh my God.
So that's a little strange, though.
You're like, don't come stay
with Erin in her dorm.
Noted. Scratch deleting the text to ask, can I come stay? Okay, yeah, that's weird.
I wish that in the future, like, my kids think I'm cool, but I know that's not going to be the case. Because, like, I could be the coolest person, and they'd still be like, whatever.
I'm literally the coolest person, and I'm a fucking loser to these kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, right now, I'm still kind of cool to my friends' kids, because they're like, you're on YouTube?
Oh, okay. Sure.
You do TikToks? Oh, my God. But, like, once they get a little older, they're going to realize, like, oh, I'm not that cool.
Yep. And it's devastating.
I remember like when I would go back to my like brothers, like Aaron, especially when he was like graduating, and I went back and I was already like a full blown YouTuber, and all his like friends were like, oh my God, like that's Manny. And I'm like, I felt so fucking cool. I'd be like,
nothing makes you feel cooler than when the little kids.
No, it's true. I'm like, you know who I am? You guys are
they
crazy.
They hold so much power.
I'm like, wait, you like
the
me?
Chokehold?
I felt so fucking like.
Have on it.
I felt so sickening. And I was like, yeah, of course I'll take a photo with you. Right. Sure.
Laura?
Peak. My peak. Mine's a plug. Okay, y'all. I'm trying to sell myself.
Are we plugging here? Really, can I plug?
Like, yeah, plug. So Kristen Dominique texted me the other day and she goes, by the way, like the CEO of Shopify listed mine and your and a few other beauty brands as like a leading beauty brand on Shopify for creators. It's very specific. It's like leading brand for creators on Shopify.
In
but
beauty.
I mean, they're in beauty. Oh, damn.
It was real specific.
I was noticing
listen,
when I was
beauty is like a big category.
Also, beauty is a massive category, especially for also Shopify is a massive platform.
Exactly.
And that carries a ton of brands. So listen, I'm gonna take my win whenever I can get a win.
You always gotta take the win.
A W is a W, a win is a win. And so we're gonna take it. So that was iconic. And I was like, wow, you know, it's like cool that they even know that you're like there.
Because if you're not doing well,
they wouldn't have you on there.
You wouldn't be on that list.
Damn sure wouldn't be on. If you ain't selling nothing, you ain't on the list.
And it always gives you that little pep because it's so much work. It's like you want to know that it's for something and to get that recognition.
I'm like, give me some crumbs.
Any recognition. You're just like, thank you.
That was me. I was literally, it felt like Beyonce had announced me at the Grammys. But, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take that. And then we just had a launch at minimla.com. Our spring launch, we just launched some boutique clothes and some new stuff. So if you guys want to check it out, it'll be linked down below.
Period.
I like the voice that you say that in. It's like, so if you guys want to check it out,
it's very sensual.
It's a commercial radio. Really sexy, enticing.
Maybe it'll work. Like, maybe quick. Someone will go over there.
And then, like, the syllables are elongated. We were going to plug you, Desi. We have it on the board. It's there, Desi. We're going to plug you later.
Oh, yeah, it says on the board. Okay. Plug.
Plug Desi.
Plug Desi.
The plug. We got it there.
That's how I feel with reviews, too. Like, whenever someone, like, reviews my products and the reviews really well, I'm like, it was all worth it.
Right.
It was worth the, like,
that does feel good.
The, like, literal endless nights of sending back and forth samples.
Yeah. You know what I love about our community, though? Because we've been a part of this community in LA, kind of more so specifically, for a long time. And I feel like everybody kind of makes sure and supports one another. Mm-hmm. And, like, you don't see that through other industries. You can talk shit about beauty, but, like, go look at our IG stories. Right. Every one of us are constantly plugging one another and
liking.
Not necessarily keeping our brands alive, but like appreciating the hard work and small business and entrepreneurs that us each are, you know?
And it's like we all came up together, so we're proud of each other and we know how much hard work goes into it. And it's like there's times where I'm so like overwhelmed, but I'm like, oh my God, I have to make sure to support and post these. Like I have a specific pile for all my friends' brands and I'm like, that's my priority.
My friends' brands 100%. Come to my house. Every other brand goes to my warehouse.
Yeah.
And that makes
because
I don't want to miss anything. If it comes up here, I'll probably never see it. But my friends' brands, I'm like, ship it to my house. I'll give you my home address so I can make sure and post because it means more.
It does. Yeah.
It does.
It does.
I would rather you like show support to me publicly than buy my stuff, to be honest.
Literally.
I mean,
you buying my stuff is like the power of buying your stuff is one sale, but like the power of you sharing is multiple sales.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
So it's nice.
We got to put in that next PO, honey. We got to put in that PO.
Thank you guys for sharing and tagging.
And then when you have multiple brands, you have multiple POs. You put that money up front. That part right there.
PO is a product order.
Yeah.
Tell them what a PO is.
A PO is a product order. You usually have to place it when like this is the amount that you're going to have to pay to get your product to come to you. A lot of the times it's like half up front, half after you get the product.
That's so it's like all this order. Investment. You don't see anything until it's like
until it launches.
And most of the time, POs run about six digits, which is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars out of our own pocket.
Yeah.
So that's whenever she says PO, she's talking hundreds of thousands of dollars
shelling out
to invest into her brand, our brand, the brand.
So it's really it's
a big deal.
It's a big deal.
So it's when hardcore. You have
multiple product launches, multiple brands, multiple this. It's like all these POs, and you just feel it's so much stress.
It's scary.
It's like you're betting all this on, you don't even know.
You're betting hundreds of thousands of dollars on yourself. And if it doesn't sell, which I've had products that didn't do as hot as I hope they did. I've had products that do better than I hope they did.
Right.
But you win, you lose some. But it's overall terrifying.
It really is. My next launch, is the biggest, most amount of SKUs I've ever launched. And I'm so freaked out about it because even naming things.
I love you.
But it's like, I've never had to keep track of SKUs, which is like, that was hard for me to like for the naming process, like naming everything from like naming it from the peel placements to like getting everything in for every product shot that you have to do. I'm like, damn, I've never had to do it like this many before.
Yeah.
Which is hard. Like all that stuff like goes into account and I'm like, this is hard stuff.
Yeah.
This shit's rough.
It is.
I threw us off, we're off again.
No, no, we're not. That's what it is. We trail on the podcast and that's literally what the podcast is.
Yeah. Okay.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, so my pit, it's like, oh, I didn't want to say this, but then I'm also like, oh, that's kind of my pit. But I've just been having like a lot of family health things going on this week. And it will in the last month, but it's been like back to back with people really close to me. And it's like given me so much anxiety. I haven't had anxiety in so long. Wow. And I'm just like, instantly, I'm like, oh my gosh, randomly, I can't breathe. Mm-hmm. Even thinking about it. And it's like, yeah, so it's been really tough.
I feel like with health stuff, it becomes so out of our hands that mm-hmm. you feel so helpless.
So helpless. There's nothing you can do. And mm-hmm. I think that's why it's like the anxiety kicked in.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
So I'm just like, I think it's taking a toll on my week.
Yeah.
It's crazy how you can have, I was telling Steven, I'm like, I feel like we're having so many highs and so many lows at the same time mm-hmm. that it's throwing me off. Because I'm so happy and I'm so happy in my life. And then it's like all these things just constantly like.
You get hit.
Yeah.
You get hit with. That's horrible. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's
to
my
hear
like
that.
Major.
Health stuff is literally like the most, like I get the most freaked out with that. Like,
it's also awful like, whenever your family members start to get older.
Yeah.
You know, like that is just horrible.
That's why I like birthdays in general. Like, because the thing is like, I think that's part of the reason, like, I don't even like celebrating my birthday myself because I know if I'm getting older, everyone else is getting older, and that mm-hmm. freaks me out.
Yeah.
Because I almost feel like I'm in this weird, like, time capsule. I'm like, oh, wait, it's not just that I'm getting older, everyone's getting older.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa. It takes me, like, out of it, and I'm like, fuck, I get so freaked out. Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
you don't want to think about it.
I don't want to think about mm-hmm. it. Like, even like with Zaya, like, my dog, she's 6. And I'm like, how did you turn 6? I've had
she
you
was
for
just
5.
A puppy.
You're just a puppy.
Literally.
Like, what do you mean you're turning 6?
Literally.
She's turning 7 this year. And I'm like, that's literally crazy, and I think about it, and like I get emotional even thinking about her passing. Like,
yeah.
I freak out because mm-hmm. she's only my only dog, and I don't have.
I told him
any
he
other
needs
races.
A second dog.
I know, just to like offset
he
like the pressure.
Having two dogs is nice.
Yeah.
The problem is that because it's just me, I have a harder time because I'm like, okay, that means like I have to, let's say, get a sitter for two dogs. And
but it'd be
to,
the
like,
same. But when they're little, it's the same.
Yeah,
it's like the same. The only time it gets really crazy is when you get a big dog. Then it's like, that is.
Oh, that's completely different.
That's
really
hard. A whole other
but
journey.
Two, like having two small dogs.
Imagine if you got another mini golden doodle.
Yeah, it's literally the same. It doesn't mm-hmm. really
it's not
change
gonna be
much.
More
especially
work.
When they're so small.
Mm-hmm. I'm also scared like I wouldn't love it as much as I love her.
You'll love it just as much. I feel like with my animals, yeah. I love them all different, but the love is just as strong. Yeah. But it's a different type of love because their personalities are so different. You have to love them differently.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So different.
That's why I feel.
See, it's like I personally like Harper. I don't think I'll ever that was my soul puppy. And yes. So like for me, there's just something that I'll always have that's like, I don't think I'll ever have her name. Not necessarily got her name from Harper, but mm-hmm. after when my mom suggested, my mom actually came up with the name Harley.
Oh, I love that.
And then I was kind of going through all these. I never thought I'd have a girl. So I didn't
really
ever think of a name. And then, you know, Ocean, then we went down the list and he really liked Harley. And then I realized like, oh my gosh, Harley Perkins, like Harper, Harley.
Phonetically, it's so similar.
It kind of just reminded me. And then, you know, I felt like, Sometimes I like to think that like she's there always.
She lives on.
Yeah, she lives on and she's like always around to protect Harley. That's what I like to think. It's my story.
And that doesn't hurt anything thinking that.
Yeah.
I love that. No, I literally love that. Like I like even when I watch your stories during that situation, I was like, oh,
I've lost
personally,
animals.
I was bawling.
I can't even talk about it right now.
I've already cried today.
Listen, that's why I didn't want to bring it up. I'm like, so like anything deep it's because true. It's so hard. But then I'm also like, oh, that's my truly my pit. So
yeah, no, I totally understand. Okay, we'll pivot. My pit is so light.
Let's get a light.
Let's get
a gym.
The guy I went on a date with last week. We had an amazing date.
Mm-hmm.
However.
Uh-oh.
It's always a however.
He's just like not a good texter, not a good communicator, which that's one of my biggest pet peeves.
I was just about to say, I was like, that will get you.
Because that will get me good. Because the thing is like, I understand being busy, trust and believe. I understand. I'm busy as fuck too. But a couple texts throughout the day, I feel like is like bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying text me all day. I'm not. Because I'm like, yo, if you honestly, if you text me too much, that's weird too. Like, I need it to be, like, a good cadence where
what's
it's, like...
What's your sweet spot?
At least, like, let's say when we're talking, like, a good couple texts back and forth, and, like, hey, I'm gonna go do something, great work. And then text me 5 hours later.
Yeah.
We can talk about something else. Great. That's good to me.
Yeah.
I don't need it to be all day, every day. I just need it to be a constant communication, but not too often.
Right.
He's just not a good communicator. I know, that sounds, like, so crazy. That's not like
right.
A
you guys take notes.
I sound like a fucking psychopath, dude, literally.
So, 5 hours.
The 5 hour mark. No, it's not even that. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't need to be constant for
you
me to still enjoy
it. You can just feel
it.
You can feel the beats. Feel it. You can feel the beats as you're texting, and you can feel when it's somebody's being difficult
to communicate.
It's a little
dry.
Yeah.
Feel when it's dry.
Yes, and I feel like it's a little dry, and, like, we had an amazing day, and he, like, even when we do text, he, like, reassures me so intensely that it's, like, he always says, like, hey, handsome, hey, beautiful, like all those things, and I'm, like, okay, like, that's fun. I really enjoy that. Like, I feel like it's stroking my ego, but now I'm, like, well, fuck me, because he's busy as fuck, and I'm busy as fuck, so I'm, like, when do we see each other when we're both busy?
Do you have a second day plan?
So it was going to be potentially on Thursday, but now I'm going to the GLAAD Awards.
So now you're flaking.
Oh, so
no,
you're the flake.
See, it wasn't even like, it's not that I'm flaking. He's just free on Thursday. And I was like, by the way, I have the GLAAD Awards on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, oh, that's the one day I'm free this week. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm free on Sunday now and tomorrow night. Those are the only two nights I had free.
Yeah.
And he was busy. So I'm like, okay, so then, like, how does that work? Like, when you're two grown-ass adults that are two busy people, how do we make it work when it's, like, things that are for work and things that you have to do?
Yeah.
But, like, also making time
you
to see someone.
You have so much gray hair.
It's
insane.
Crazy. I'm literally salt and pepper.
I'm all gray.
Are you just noticing it now?
I'm full gray. I dyed my hair this morning.
Honestly, because we had this conversation before. After having this baby, I am shook as to, like,
really?
the things that have been happening. Yeah.
Really? Grays.
Grays?
Creeping in, girl.
The grays are not
creeping.
Because
you know
creeping.
I'm all gray.
They are, like,
storming.
They're swarming. They're taking over. I, like, first started to, like, tweeze a couple here and there, and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm past.
You're going to be bald.
You can't tweeze.
Trust me, I got some baby
bald,
hairs.
Harley,
I trim
took
off
all my hair here.
They're gray, and they go, pew, and they're white, so I cut them off, but... At this point,
why do my gray hairs shoot out more than my black hairs?
Because they're more wiry.
Yes.
They have a different texture.
They do. 1,000,000%.
It changes, like, the texture of your hair completely.
Sure does.
So what do I do about them?
I combine box dye, baby. Or you don't be in the salon every two to three weeks. The problem is we have dark roots, all of us. So they contrast so badly. If my hair was blonde, I wouldn't have to deal with it. I'm so sorry. Can we go back to your date?
No. Maybe that's my pit too. It's funny because I was
like
in the
changing
mirror.
My pit
I was in the mirror today and I was looking, and I'm not, like, the fact that you said it shook me because I was literally in the mirror when I parked here and I'm looking, I'm like, damn, I got some grays. grays on my hand right now, like hella. And then so you're saying, I'm like, damn, I really got some grays for real. But yeah, she's like, yeah. She's like, sure I do. Is. I do. It's very salt pepper. Gray.
I'm more salt mind. Than anything.
It's I all really the wisdom, mind. Guys. It's all wisdom.
Oh, I'm sure.
Shooting through.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I will well, box dye, I think.
Right.
Potentially. I just want to try it. I've never tried it before.
I mean, honestly, you're a dude. So unfortunately, yeah. Society loves. Fortunately for you. Unfortunately for us. But like for you, they love a salt pepper moment. It's sexy. It's salt.
I was about to say, it's kind of hot, the grays.
Yeah.
I would ride them out.
I wouldn't call that a pit.
It's not my pit. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, it's like, it is what like, it is. Like,
as
like,
a man,
okay.
I would ride that out.
Right. Same. Like, Steven mm-hmm. has grays and I'm like, oh, they're so sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, when I look at his grays, I'm like, that to me.
Even their crow's feet, I'm like, ooh.
It symbolizes like everything and all the chapters of life we've been through together. Wow. And like, that's literally, I look at it and I think that.
Yeah. How many years have y'all been together?
It's going on 16.
Me and Ty have been together for 14 years.
Y'all are literally like we were iconic, like, both of you.
We for real. Really, I'm like so happy that my mom wild. Forced us back together.
Oh, no way.
Oh my God, yeah, I was done ended. With him.
Your mom loved Stop. Him.
She did.
Wait, when
she
did when him. Did you like when did that happen?
Like he was a player when I first met him.
You're oh my gosh, she was.
Yeah.
Were
no.
you in college or high school?
It was we were in college. I would say like I met him my senior year in high school, and then we started dating like the summer after.
Me and Ty mm-hmm. dated when we were about to graduate high school.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. And let me tell you, he was like the ultimate fuckboy. Yeah. No, he did it. He was the only guy who's ever really truly hurt me. Like I never. And now he is the most.
The father
like,
of your children.
Amazing.
Literally.
Of course.
But like, yeah, no, he's. I
didn't know that.
I had to come back into the relationship and reset my boundaries as to like, I'm the fucking boss now. Uh-huh, you period. Are not going to do this shit to me. I like, because he really like.
Hurt you. Cut to 16 years later.
He hurt me.
Wow.
And we were young. I don't even yeah. hold it against
of
him.
Of course not.
I made him play for like a lot of years.
Very
and then
good.
Finally I was like. I can laugh about it now. We joke about yes. it now. Like now when like I look jokes. Back, I'm like, oh my God, he was 19. Like
you're like, damn. I was like,
totally. Wasn't that
you know what I mean? Like
I hurt Ty. I wasn't a fuck boy though. I was a wreck. I hurt Ty though. And he got me together because as soon as like he didn't want to be with me anymore, I was like, wait.
See, that's what happened.
I can't.
That's exactly like,
wait, I do like you though.
I was like, wait. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm done. He started borderline stalking me.
Wow.
And he was like bribing my brothers. Like he would take them to the movies and like, buy them toys. Yeah.
He was getting close with the fam.
Right.
It worked though because your mom is willing to convince you to get back together.
I started dating a new guy and like, this guy was like, why is your ex taking your brothers out to the movies? Like, I don't get it. And I was like, don't ask me. I don't run this. Like, I don't even see him.
Wow.
And I told my mom, I want you to meet this new guy. And she's like, I'm busy. I just invited Steven over for dinner on Thursday. And I was like, I haven't been with him for like 6 months. Like, I don't talk to him. And she's like, I don't know what that has to do with me.
I love her. She's like, well, and?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with me?
And he's having a dinner.
She goes, I like him. And I invited him as my friend. And I was like,
you're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I never knew that. How funny.
And so did you stop talking to that guy?
So then things were kind of rocky with that other guy anyways.
Right.
Like he was a rebound, mm-hmm. you know?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. He was like my Pete Davidson.
Okay. Mm.
Guy with
Everybody
tattoos.
Needs a little Pete Davidson. Pete.
Really emotionally
town.
Like clingy, you yeah. know? Yes. Like just what you need after you've been like kind of hurt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hope he doesn't watch this, but
I'm sure he watches full coverage. I'm sure he watches.
And no, so Steven came over that night and then, oh my God, I hope my mom's not watching this.
Right, like
moms
this part.
Don't
I always
listen.
Have to deal with my mom. I'm
so
like,
he comes
mom,
over
listen.
For dinner that night. I haven't ever told this.
Ooh.
And, I mean, it's not really that big of a deal, but like at the time, like my whole family's there. He comes in and I'm like rolling my eyes and he comes in like he was a lifeguard and he would also teach
oh,
babies
Jesus.
How to swim.
Wow.
Oh my God, how endearing.
Oh,
are you
Jesus
kidding me?
Christ.
That is so sweet.
And like he came in those little red shorts and no shirt. Like he just came off his shift. You know, so that's very much him. Like
you
we
blacked
lived
out,
by the beach.
You.
It was like, anyways, he had all of a sudden all these abs that I guess the breakup made him start working out. And I was like, what the heck? He hugged me. And I swear to God, there was a spark that I was like, oh.
You felt it down there.
Yeah.
A spark down there. Your
like,
kitty
oh.
was purring.
I was like, oh. And then we ended up going downstairs in the bathroom while my
Stop. You're lying. Like, ah! Stop. You're lying.
That's what I want to hear. You felt a heartbeat down there.
I did. When you feel the heartbeat, you know it's time.
You know it's real.
Oh my god.
You know it's real when you hear you feel a vagina heartbeat.
That.
And that was the end of it.
Wow.
And the rest is literally
16
history.
16 years later.
Here we are.
Wow.
I'm gagged. I'm so envious that straight people can just like have sex whenever. That's so cool.
Honestly, he tells me that all the time. He's like, you're so lucky. You have a hole that's ready to go at any time.
What do you mean?
I have to like prepare. Like, with gay relationships, if you're going to have sex, like anal, then you have to like be more prepared. You have to be thoughtful. Like, there's their shit up there. Like, got to make sure that there's not things going on.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I didn't either. I just have a ton of gay friends and they talk about all the time. Like, they can't even eat certain things that day.
If I know that I'm gonna hook up,
I guess it makes sense. I just didn't think about it.
I want to prepare myself.
We're ready to go. But like,
with females, there's no
preparation.
Like,
there's not much preparation. Just kind of is what it is. Yeah,
or just deal with the consequences.
True.
Wait, what are consequences?
Like, you just do it,
and
then you deal with the consequences.
And then whatever comes after,
oh my god, or potential pregnancy.
There's a lot of things.
Well, there is a lot of things too. Like, it's still spooky. It can be.
But we can technically do whatever, whenever.
Whenever you want. Yeah. Which is
like
very cool.
3-day notice, please.
Yeah. And no, right. Like the idea of like walking in, you're like, I'm going to throw you on the table and just
that's
fuck
what
you.
He
I'm
wants.
Like, that like would never happen to me.
I never thought about that.
Like, I'd be like, do you wanna,
I'm learning
you
want, something new.
I'd be like, you want to have sex? Okay, hold on. Give me 20 minutes. Spray that.
Wow.
Horrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how it went down.
Wow.
And we got back together. And
that was
like
a really cute story.
Yeah. I thought it's cute, right?
I love it. Are you kidding me?
It's a very cute story. It's very real.
It's, yeah.
I love that everyone was there and you're just like, let's go to one of the
chairs. And it was just like, it was like this
a spark.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn. Walking with little red shorts and abs. Like,
that's hot.
He did it on purpose. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. He knew that he had been working out. And I was like,
but it was worth it.
And then I had to go and break up with that guy.
Oh, there we go. God. And you're like, fuck, I need that shit too.
I forgot completely about him, by the way.
This poor other guy.
I forgot he was even there.
I know. Honestly, like, I knew he was my rebound. I knew it wasn't anything serious, but I do feel bad about that.
But you knew Steven was, like, low-key the one.
I didn't, though. I just, that, I didn't know he was the one. But in that moment, he was the one for that moment.
And still is.
And so
now,
cute.
And now,
he's still the one.
He still is.
Still the one.
Okay, I feel like this is how we talk, by the way. This is literally what we do.
I forgot we were rolling.
I know. In case you want to know what goes on behind
the scenes. Have you even done your pit yet?
No.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Okay.
Yet.
My pit doesn't even have to do with me. So it has to do with my sister. She's so funny because we call and text each other every day, which is great because we're like rebuilding our relationship when we haven't had in forever. Like, we've had zero relationship for years and years and years. And now we're like rebuilding, which is interesting. It's an interesting journey, but it's a good journey because now that our mom is gone, it's nice to at least have a sister. Yeah,
totally.
You know?
Right.
I'm like, give me something.
Give me some family.
So it's nice to have her. Anyway, she texts me every day and she's literally so funny. She reminds me of me. I'm like, I'm so funny. But no, she's just like a funny person. Mm-hmm. And so she's found this new love for dogs, which is interesting. She's never been a dog person. She's a dog groomer now. And she got this new puppy and this is a strange story. She was like, I was playing with it and it got a little crazy and I put the rawhide dog chew in my mouth and was like, it was like the dog came and like pulled on it. And I'm like, I'm like, first of all, why? And she said the dog pulled it and ripped half my front tooth out. And I was like, why would you put it in your mouth?
She really is a dog
person.
She wasn't a dog person, so she's like, oh, she doesn't know that you shouldn't really do that.
Honestly, but she said,
especially because
like
you know, food with dogs.
Yes.
Like, oh well, yeah. I wouldn't even think about that. I would think about like
half her front tooth. She said went like a massive chip, and she said immediately when it happened, she goes, why did I put a rawhide? It like woke her up. Like, she was like, wait, what was I?
Now she's gonna have to go to the dentist and tell them that.
That's literally
the worst part. You're gonna have to repeat. Like, yeah, I
was
did that.
Wrestling with my dog and their rawhide, and I put it in my mouth. So she said she like snapped out of it when it happened because she was in shock, and then she was
oh
like,
my God.
What the fuck was I doing?
She was in like bliss. She was in like that like puppy bliss where you're just like,
she was just playing.
I'm
just
like, you know how you get around. So obsessed with your animals too?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You do weird shit. Like, you don't care.
Oh, I literally roll my cats over and stick my face in their belly and just kiss all over
right.
them.
Yeah.
Like, I just love them. They're mine.
Yeah.
You know?
No. It's not that weird.
Okay.
It's not.
So she's missing.
But the idea of the house, it just, it's haunting.
If somebody's like, what happened to your tooth? Well, she needs to come up with another story.
I got punched. I got jumped. Good.
Well, I just like fell and
yeah, knocked down my friend. I literally would die laughing. I mean, I was like, bitch, I'm sorry. That sucked. But honestly.
But inside you were like cackling.
At least she's coming through with a good story for you.
She has more good stories than anyone on this earth. Okay.
But and honestly, it got to full coverage.
And it made it on full coverage.
So my brother's just like, they just text me with like problems.
I love your brothers though. Your brothers are the funniest people ever.
They are, but they're a lot of work though.
How many brothers do you have?
Three.
And you're the youngest?
Oh, I thought it was two.
I'm the middle. Me and Marky are the middle.
Are you
and
good?
Then I have an older and a younger.
Wow.
Damn. And I feel like I'm all their mothers. So.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure your mom's so grateful to have you.
I mean, I don't like, I see my family every, like we are together every day. That's I tell awesome. My mom she has a roach problem at her house because like all my brothers.
They're the roach. All three
they're
of them there?
The roaches.
Yeah. All three of them there?
Two of them.
Oh, that's
Mark,
awesome.
He's like married and doing his own thing.
Oh, yeah, love it. Okay. So that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, he's happy. And
they're all in like an LA area-ish.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so
to have
cute.
Like all your family.
But it's nice. I love it. So.
Oh, I bet. It's so
and then
amazing.
It's like Ocean gets to see his uncles every day. So he's like always playing
Isn't
with them.
Isn't that the best?
Mm-hmm. It's the best. To see them hanging out. I just love it. So it's good. He gets to see so much family every day. He's constantly with us.
And I love
Where's
it because
Steven's
it's also...
family? Sorry, you go.
They're not far. His mom was at our house yesterday. His mom and grandmother live like in the South Bay area
oh,
where
nice.
We met.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
So it's not far.
Everybody's in California.
We're all here.
I love that. That's awesome.
I love that. That's like me. Like, I'm like, all my family's in San Diego. I don't remember.
Oh. Okay.
I completely like lost it. I was like, it's totally fine. It's whatever.
Okay, now we finally can ask Desi some questions. Oh. Sorry, an
now
hour
that we have
into
gotten,
the episode.
No, literally,
they
like
love
through.
A long episode, though.
Yeah. They do,
I knew
and honestly,
this was
going to
be a long one, though. I knew it was going
to
be
insist.
A long one.
Okay. We go to dinner for like hours when we...
Oh my God, remember when we all went to dinner?
That was nice. It was like a senior citizen dinner. Thank God it was because we stayed till like closing.
They kicked us out. Yeah. And they literally said, if you don't get your car out of the parking lot.
We went to like a senior citizen place. And then we ended up, and then we were in the parking lot talking for like an hour.
It was me, you, Katie, and Mandy. Yeah. Yep.
It was so fun.
That was good.
We do. We always have a lot to cover whenever we get
together.
Oh, and
like the tea that was spilled.
The tea is always spilled. I'm like, what else? What else do we have?
No, excitement. Like, what's going on?
We need to do that again. Soon. I just went to lunch with Katie the other day and me and her let it all out. And
it's so nice.
It is nice. It's nice because like a lot you guys kind of do the same thing we do and there's a lot in common.
Yeah.
And so it's good to have that connect.
It's also nice to see like you guys have such a good, strong friendship.
It is.
Especially like me and Laura have had such a strong friendship for so long.
And there's not a lot of them.
No. There's not.
I told Katie, I was like, the only reason I made you the godmother is that so you could never leave me.
No, and also that at dinner, we came to realize that we are the same.
Oh yeah,
and Laura and Katie are the same.
Oh, we did.
We are the same. We're like competitive, and like we're like you're never gonna leave us.
Yeah, and like we're jealous.
Yeah.
Like, we're like you're hanging out with someone else.
That's weird.
Not me.
Yep.
That's strange.
Like, that's this right here. That's this right here.
No, literally, it's so funny. I'm like, and then you guys just are like. Yeah, what's
Whatever.
Up? Like, so chill and, like, laid back.
Riding the wave.
It's good to have, like, a high strung one.
You need to have that balance.
You
do. And I'm sure, like, that's why it works. Because you balance each other so good.
Mm-hmm. We blasted. That's how you laugh.
And she loves when I get, like, a little jealous, I think.
Oh, I wouldn't have it any other way.
A little bit. You know, I like
the jealousy. Be jealous.
Because it's also, like, you know, I really care for you.
Yes.
For reals.
Exactly.
If I'm a little, like...
I'm like, are you going to fight for this friendship or are you just going to let me hang out with this bitch?
No, but honestly, you know what's funny? It's like, it had got to the point though, when because like, it was like all, like it's essentially it is like kind of a joke. It's like a running joke. It's like,
is.
Who are you hanging out with? But it's still like a little bit funny, like serious in it, but it's not really.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, actually, I want you to have friendships with all the people. Like that makes me happy when you do that.
Yeah.
I remember it got weird when people were sending you fucking messages when you had went on a trip with girls.
Oh,
I remember this.
With like Karen and Val and like
it's always so funny how like people don't see you online with somebody, like people think Katie and I are beefing every day.
If y'all ain't post that week.
And it's funny because Katie and I mean, we talk every day for at least an hour on FaceTime. We're always texting. We're always together. And when we are together, we don't like
share.
We don't share because we're so tired and we just want to be together.
That's
like
real. Literally us.
And I think that's what happens when like you own brands because people are like, oh, I miss the old days. And I'm like, well, the old days we were just creating content and that was like content and
it was
fun.
Totally different.
And we would just, that's all. But like sometimes we're just so burnt out that we're like, oh, we just want to hang out and kick it. And so people will say, oh my God, I haven't seen her in so long. I'm like, no, you guys.
Isn't that peeve you? It peeves me. I'm like,
it does because I'm like, if you guys, there's so much that people don't see that they really think that like
perception is reality. Yeah. But you're like, God damn, the perception's a full-time job. I'm like,
do you want me to post my like hour and 45 minute FaceTime?
Yeah. Screen like, record it.
They're like, yeah,
sure record it.
We would like and a reel. It.
Yeah.
Like, an hour 45 reel.
Yeah. We were like an hour they 45 reel.
It was like, it really like was annoying because I didn't want people like that were your friends getting shit on their post. Being oh, they like, were, why, right. why they isn't Manny
like,
there?
Yeah, they would be like, you're not her friend, Manny is. I'd be like,
oh. I was like, you guys, you're taking it way too far. Like, it's literally a joke.
They used to do that.
It's a joke.
It was, yeah.
Manny had to literally go comment and be like, hey, like,
it's cool.
They're her friend too.
Or like, when I put, because like, Katie and I both have our childhood friends, like college friends, people that we grew up with friends, you know? And those, like, she has her friend time with them. And I have my friends that I grew up with since I was like 12.
I see you post them.
Yeah. And so when I post them on, and they're my best friends too. You know, like I can have three. It's just it's like different kind of you know, different friendships. And so I'll post my best friends and they're like, Katie's going to see this and she's not going to be happy. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
They'll like make a whole thing.
Yeah, the way she doesn't care.
100%. And I'm like, I'm happy.
You know,
I'm
the thing about Katie though, like she does care sometimes. I know, Katie, I know you care.
Katie, I know you care.
I know sometimes you also are like,
honestly, if he hung out with like a straight woman a lot, I would be like, see, that's what
there's
it is.
There's a little like,
You're like, I'm your straight woman.
Yeah, it's true.
Hang out with all the gay men you want.
For sure. Like, because that's a different friendship. Like,
right.
It is.
Like when you have like your lunches and dinners and stuff like that with other girls who are married, like in your vertical, I'm like, absolutely. I can't even give you what they can.
If she started hanging out with another gay guy,
but like
one-on-one
only, I'd be like, what the fuck? You?
He would go missing.
I would be literally, the gay would go missing.
The gay would go missing.
And it's funny because gays try to do that to you.
I can imagine.
The gays try it. They want to steal her like a fucking fruit fly.
They see what we have and like, they're like, ooh. They're like, gay
damn, she's a hot
she's
commodity.
A hot commodity. And the thing is, I'm like, y'all can try it.
Mind.
And y'all can try it. Go all ahead. I was like, we've been through trauma together. Like, y'all will never.
It's a trauma bond.
Trauma bond. You cannot break
a
trauma bond.
You'll never be what we are. And yeah. I love throwing that on people's faces. Be like, you'll never have it.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I love this so much.
Sorry.
And you know, because you'll just say, you're like, that's fine. Because you'll literally never have that friendship with her. But have fun hanging out with Jenny.
Right.
Because I'll be seeing her tomorrow and the next day.
No, like Katie was like, I had lunch with Laura last week, and I was like, you did?
Oh, interesting.
Like, oh, and how was that?
How was it?
What'd you guys talk?
Where was I? Was I like this?
She's like, you're like, I'm sorry, was I busy?
Was I in Mexico?
What was I doing exactly?
Yeah, where was I?
You're like, what was the idea there?
Right.
I'm the same with her.
Who did that?
Who initiated it?
I go to the lunch. It wasn't me. Actually, I'm like, Katie, you better tell her right now.
It was Katie.
You better tell her right now.
You need like to add telenovela music to that.
The so far from us, the camera zooms into you.
Right. It's got me.
We sugar up good. We sugar up good.
This should be Dr. Pepper, by the way.
I'm the exact same.
I'm just looking out for you.
Do you like Dr. Pepper?
Do you like Dr. Pepper?
No.
God, okay, work. I don't either. It's been lovely.
It's so get nice. Out. Get out. I'm just kidding.
If it was sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
I love Dr. Pepper personally.
Well, no, I am not a doctor. I used to when I was a kid.
You know what's crazy? They don't even like sponsor people.
That's why
you probably sent out the vibe so much that they were like, somebody, please sponsor this.
Honestly, their
ears are on fire.
She's not going to stop posting until we pay her. It's getting weird.
It's getting strange.
Cut her a check, she'll go away. Cut her a check and she'll leave. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, What about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
You know, one of my old goals back in the day, I remember I would tell my agent, I'm like, I want to be sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Okay, thank you.
Like, thank you. That would be iconic.
I do like a Coke.
Yeah, I like a Coke, but and like, I'm not a Pepsi girl. I'm a Coca-Cola girl.
Yeah. Right.
But like, I used to think that would be so iconic. Like, their ads back in the day used to be so good. Oh,
those are like insane.
It literally would be.
Right.
And even now.
Or like, what if they brought back like the Got Milk commercials or like the ads of like Got Milk.
Mustache.
Oof, that would also be iconic.
I actually just did a partnership with Laneige. And they're reformulating one of their products that I really love. So that's what they wanted to work with me for on the cream toner. And the photos that we took for it were like Got Milk. Like, where, like the toner was all over my face here. And it was like photos, me holding it, like kind of like sexy photos, but with the Got Milk stash.
That's really cute.
But with the toner to be like, like this is the new toner.
The Got Milk was very was iconic.
Do you just remember like Ashley Olsen and Mary-Kate and Ashley, and they had like the banana t-shirts on? Yep. I remember that.
Biggest celebrities did Got Milk.
Yeah. And that was cool.
Because that's iconic.
We used to walk around saying Got Milk.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
People watching this would be like, what the fuck is Got Milk? Imagine like the Gen Zers watching, they're like, huh?
The three Gen Zers watching. But, okay.
I love that.
Okay, are you going to
ask me? What were we saying? How do we get here?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one question on this podcast.
How the fuck
this
do we
is
get
what
here?
We do. We trail. We trail. It's really bad. We can never have you and Katie on together.
If you had us on together, it would be like one
we
word.
We would have to actually dinner. Have you have
dinner. 4 hours later.
We would need headphones
later,
for that one.
We would need headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, so how's mom life? We've kind of tapped into this.
We tapped in.
Oh, yeah, we tapped in. Listen, mom life for me is like, it's all the emotions.
Yeah.
It's like, it's never just going to be one thing. It's like, it's crazy. It's beautiful. It's like amazing. My inner child is living, but it's also difficult. And sometimes it's like heartbreaking and just all the things all mixed up.
Did you feel what they feel?
Yeah.
Feel.
And like the other day, actually, I had to have my first moment where there was a kid that didn't want to play with Ocean, and it broke my heart into a million pieces. And it was like day one, we were in Mexico and we were in the pool, and there was this little girl, and the first day he tries to play with her and she's like completely uninterested, but she wants to play with Harley, and she's like three, but she's like all into Harley, and that's really hard for him because she's, you know, the new baby and stuff. And so I could see his like attitude just, it got really inside of himself, and he's never really been like that. And then the next day, we had got him the Spider-Man action figure, and he was so excited. He comes down to the pool and he's like, I'm going to show this girl my Spider-Man action figure, and she's going to think this is the coolest thing ever. And he's like, look, my Spider-Man. And she goes, I don't like Spider-Man.
Oh, shit.
And you know that broke his heart.
At that age? Good Lord.
You guys, when I tell you my heart shattered, and I was like, I wasn't ready for that.
The rejection,
I wasn't ready for that.
To see the rejection.
And then later I had to have a conversation with him about, like, you know, baby, not everyone is going to be as nice or as interested, and that's okay. Like, it has nothing to do with you. And like, it was a whole conversation, and it just hurt me
at
so
two
bad.
And a half.
At 2.5.
I'm like, you're having that at 2.5? I thought those were like not till you're like 5.
No. And I wasn't ready. Like, it was my first of that moment. So yeah, that's like the moments that are so tragic and like painful. And
did it make you want to cry?
And he's, yeah, I wanted to cry. I was like, oh my God. And he's also kind of a bully sometimes too. So there's
that.
Not to other kids. Like
that.
He's the sweetest, but sometimes to me, he'll be like, I want hot leche. And I'm like, yes. Oh my God.
So like, he's going to hit me.
So we like, yeah.
I'm Jesus
like, so you like, give him hot milk. And he's like, no. Steven and I look at each other and we're like, what the hell is going on? And we give him hot milk and it's like, oh my gosh. So it's like, he's really going through a new stage right now that we're trying to kind of get into. But other than that, like sometimes he says things every day.
He's in the twos.
He says things
in the twos.
They start to like really understand things, but they can't express them as well.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that like development yet.
Yeah.
So it starts to get frustrating for them.
The
but
twos.
Yeah, people told me this would happen, and it's here. It has arrived.
It's here. Do you think are Harley and him such different people, or do they similar personality?
They're both really like smiley, happy babies.
Okay.
So far, okay. I can tell though that she's not going to put up with a lot. Like I
love
can
that.
See that she's going to be kind of a firecracker. I can already
love
see
that.
Her personality, but she's very sweet and like, but I can tell.
Having an older brother will always toughen her up too, which is always good
you're
for
so
you.
Right.
I had an older brother too. He didn't toughen me up, and my sister beat the living shit out of me every day. And
my older
baby,
brother.
I was swinging, honey.
Right.
I fought every fight. I got my ass beat, but I fought every fight.
The fights like you have with siblings are unmatched. Like when, like even when people see the Kardashians, like, oh my God, I can't believe they fight like that. I'm like, wait, you
I'm
guys
like,
don't? Like that
I've never
was
hit my
literally,
brothers like that though.
Really?
I've never hit my brothers like that. Like
we
I never fought with them like that.
Oh my gosh.
I was always way bigger than them though. Way bigger than them.
I was the smallest.
Well, what's the age gap?
4 years, Nick, and then 8 years, Aaron. So I was
okay,
too
well, I
big.
See
I would never want to like
years, but we're,
hit them.
No, my brother didn't have that problem. My
like,
my
oh,
siblings, we threw down. Mm-hmm. Not all of us, like, but there was certain fights that were to be had.
We were
and
all very violent children.
One time, like, my brother threw a lotion bottle at me and it hit my shin and like split it wide open.
No.
And I was like
oh,
my mom could not leave
out.
It. Yeah, my mom could just not. I feel so bad that we put her through that, but like we would fight.
Oh, we threw down all of us.
I know you and your sister for sure, like actual physically
yeah,
battled.
We would tear
no.
the house apart. Okay.
Yeah.
Going, I would get my ass kicked though. Okay.
For sure, because she was way bigger than you.
And I was just like
but
a smaller kid. Like I was a smaller kid.
You know what's funny? Like, you know, like the whole like saying of like an older brother will tough you up.
Yeah.
I feel like I softened mine because I'm
probably
the oldest.
Did. Manny, you didn't do your job.
If anything,
you
I actually
beat the
softened
hell
them
out
up.
Of them. I'm just kidding.
I softened my brothers up too.
Yeah.
I definitely softened them up.
They're soft.
I feel
they're tough. They're tough, but they also are like, I guess I wouldn't say they're soft, but they're really, really in tune with feminine energy.
Oh, which is amazing.
Yeah. And with like women.
Wow,
they know everything.
Great.
I just
amazing.
Made them the best husbands probably ever. So you're
welcome.
Every brother should have a sister.
Yeah.
As
because
they
of that.
Should.
Like they should be attached or like, or at least like a gay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my brothers are like that too. They're very, like they're very in touch with them. They're very cool and like swaggy and like whatever. But I feel like I definitely got them to be more understanding of like other walks of life because they didn't know like any gays before me.
I think every family should experience a little gay.
A little gay, a little
shakes
gay, a little feminine, a little estrogen.
Shakes things up.
Yeah.
A bit. I love it.
Throw spice in there.
It's a spice, family spice.
Mm-hmm,
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Desi Skin, you just came out with a new product. Let's talk about it for a minute. I want to know about this.
Oh my God. So we came out with Bebe
Bomb.
I'm
not pregnant, but I need it.
That's why I'm doing like,
I'm
I can't
use
get
it.
Pregnant.
You know what? You don't need to be pregnant to use it. If
Period.
You are like, you know, like feeling a little ashy,
me,
dry skin,
mood,
then it's the best product.
What's
no,
it like?
It was really nice because it's a balm. And when you look at it, it's pretty solid. But when you break it up into your hands, it breaks up into like this really easy to smooth oil.
Mm.
So it's really nice.
I like liquid body oils. I don't even barely use moisturizer. I use oil.
That's what it's like. So it's like an oil. essentially it'll break up into an oil when you rub it in your hands, and it's incredible. And I developed it while I was pregnant with Harley.
Wow.
And I actually knew that I was going to, you know, I obviously knew that I was going to get pregnant. I wanted to start have, you know, my second baby. So we started development. And then what was great is that through my pregnancy, it was so different than my first. So I was kind of tailoring the formula to my pregnancy this time. Things that I didn't experience a lot of the stuff that I did the first time.
Interesting.
So with this pregnancy, I had extreme nausea.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was like being, I told Steven, I looked at him sometimes and I was like, I feel like I'm carsick for 3 months straight. So.
That'll take me out right then and there.
No, there's a lot of things that will take you out.
Already taking me out.
You can do it, but it'll take you out for a little bit. And so I did research and found that like tangerine was a natural way to kind of calm
nausea.
So we added tangerine butter into the formula in a very light scent, because also pregnant women, you don't want a lot of scent, but like it helps with the nausea. So we did that. And then I experienced like extreme itchiness, which I never had before when my first pregnancy, as much as I did this time. It's like I couldn't sleep. So we added things for itchiness. We added a lot of more aloe, and we upped the aloe to like to make sure that like it felt better for me. So it was really cool to just through my pregnancy, curate it and see what was needed that I didn't experience the first time.
It's nice an actual pregnant person created a product for pregnant people.
Yeah, and I still used it after even. Wow. And so like to help my skin stretch back. So some people get stretch marks on the way back too.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people.
That is another trauma.
Said
right there.
I've said they didn't. So,
It was good for stretch marks?
It's, I mean, I'm not, no. So here, I never want to make claims that like this product will take away stretch marks.
Totally.
Because that's not something that, it's basically like, it'll help lessen the severity of stretch marks. Because if you think about it, like your skin is, you need that elasticity because you're going to be stretching. And if you're really dry and you're scratching, scratching causes breakage to the skin and it causes more scarring. And it can cause more stretch marks.
Wow.
So this helps really do all the things that'll help prevent or lessen, but it's definitely not like something that's going to fade stretch marks or anything like that. And I never want to claim that with like the product, you know, because
you have to be careful too.
Yeah, because a lot of stretch marks are also very much genetic. So if your mom has them, it's very likely that like you will also experience them, but you can help and do whatever you can to make them less, you know, severe. So yeah,
that's really awesome.
I have stretch marks on my ass cheeks.
I have stretch marks on my big old
No, dude, but the gag is, I actually got it in high school and I lost a ton of weight. So when I lost, when I had gotten super sick,
like when your skin expands, or even in the like coming down, and a lot of people don't realize that, like even after in your healing postpartum, after you have the baby, it's good to continue the massaging, and massaging into your stomach also really helps. Like don't just like put it on and massage, you know, make it like your you time. But yeah, it helps them. So
I love that.
And I love I'm really we even put our my pregnant belly outline on the packaging, which is super
cute.
I love that little detail. It's so
special.
Yeah. So that's our new product.
I can't wait to try it.
You can get it at DesiSkin.com.
That's
right.
And skin is not the only thing you have. You have Desi sunglasses.
Yeah, I have Desi eyewear too, which is so much fun. I love
We saw you just posted Sierra had them on in her music.
That's so cool.
You guys, Sierra was wearing them in her music video.
Yeah, it was so really awesome. Honestly, anytime you see someone wearing them, like Demi Lovato was wearing them the other day, or like
love,
it's just really exciting to see that, you know, people are like loving
your work,
them.
Like it doesn't go in vain. Like when
or
I love
when
that.
You see it in person. Like, have you ever seen anybody wearing like something that you created, like your, you know, your shirts or like, you know, your clothing, and when you see it in the wild, it's the best feeling.
It feels
in
unreal.
The world.
It's insane.
And sometimes they don't even know like who you are, and that's the even better feeling when they don't know that you are the person behind it, because then it means that your brand has expanded past you. And that is like the ultimate goal. Like I want it to go past just me. I want people to like them because
it's a brand out there that they actually
like. I want someone
love,
to pick them up and be like, damn, these are dope.
I remember one time Patrick Ta had taken a bunch of my makeup from Laura Los Angeles, and he did Megan Fox for red carpet in all my makeup.
Oh my gosh.
Was like, no one even fucking knows right now, but like, that is so fucking cool.
That's
she's
so dope.
In Laura
Ultimate
Los Angeles.
Compliment. When another artist, like also especially,
right?
Loves
and
your
you
stuff.
Know Patrick Ta ain't using nothing that's trash. You know what I mean? So. Very exciting. And then you had
Lizzo was literally just wearing my lip oil on like a TikTok.
She was applying lip oil.
And I'm like,
and then for her to like call it out.
Yes. She's like, love this lip oil. And then like she has no idea like who I am, Lunar Beauty, none of it. It's because her artist used it, gave it to her, and she loves it.
Oh, I love when they do that. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, like that means, like that's a testament to like what we created. Right. Like they liked it so much that they posted because they liked it, not just because it's attached to us.
Such a good feeling. It's the best.
And that's also why I created like when coming out with Lunar Beauty and like calling it Lunar Beauty, because I was like, I don't really want it to be attached to me as much. I wanted to see like how far it can get on its own.
Yeah.
Because I was just like curious. I was like, if I don't attach myself to it and it has its own brand identity, could it do good?
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I wanted to happen.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, me too.
Sure. Yeah. No, right. Absolutely. No, you guys both.
I'm like, yeah, I had the exact same idea.
You know, sometimes I wish I changed the spelling because I still really wanted it, but then also like not be like technically
so much
my name.
Sense,
it's not your exact name.
Exactly. But like then now sometimes I find it hard to talk about my brand because it is my name and I don't like to talk about myself.
Okay.
So then my team will be like, hey, Desi, like you need to just, and I'm like, oh my God, I get so weird about posting or talking about myself or saying my name. It's like, it makes me feel uncomfortable. And then I'm like, that's the only thing
that's off about it.
Exact same way. Because it's almost like you're hyping yourself up too much.
Yeah. I would rather it be like, oh, she owns that?
Yeah. No questions asked there for me either.
No, yeah. So for talking about myself, it makes me uncomfortable. So I was like, damn, that's the only thing that I've noticed.
It's like you in third person. Like you're talking about you in third person.
Exactly.
Because it went from Key to Desi.
Yeah.
How was that transition?
Oh, great.
Was it like good? Like, did you enjoy like, I feel like that was like, did that where it start? Like the passion for creating sunglasses.
Yeah,
did that go into Desi, like, and you're like, oh shit, I really love doing this.
I do. I love doing it. And like, I always designed and I still, like I'm constantly designing. Even I don't have a fashion line, but I still design fashion stuff on
when
my
you,
free time.
When you throw like shows, like you making clothes, or you drawing on your stories, I'm like, how, like, what can she do? I literally was, it was spook me. And I was literally responding, I'm like, how did you draw that? That was so fucking cool. I can't draw. So to me, like, that's so impressive that like you can do so many things.
I think like art and it's just.
Yeah, art.
So it kind of lets you do a lot of things, you know, but I love sketching and designing and doing all that. So I think what that collaboration taught me was it made me find the passion for designing sunglasses. And then I was like, I want to do this for the rest of my life. You know,
that's amazing.
I was like, essentially like, I want to do it on my own because I want to build something for myself.
Of course.
And I didn't want to just like do, you know, a couple things here. I was like, I want to do this big time. So
like the whole thing.
So it was great.
I also feel like when like that happens, like when you're doing collaborations, you're essentially feeding into the brand and what they want and what they do. And like, you're just like the collaborator, like you're literally just making them money. In my mind, like that's like how I feel. I'm like, all the collabs I've done is what brought me to my passion to create Lunar Beauty.
Right.
But I'm like, damn, I'm earning like this small ass percentage and I'm putting in so much work that I'm like, why can't I just do this on my own?
Right. And I think like there comes a time where it's not a collaboration anymore. You know, I feel like at this point I was supposed to have like, I think 4 sunglasses for, I don't know, it was like a 3-month period maybe. And like, I ended up working with them for 3 years.
I'm like, girl,
and
that's
at
like,
that point, I'm like,
you're
yo,
a silent investor.
Equity.
Baby, where's the equity? You're an investor.
Yeah. So I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, she absolutely.
Said, oh. I said, what's happening? And then it's true. Like you said,
it's time to clock out.
Yeah. It's like creatively too. They do have it's like their brand aesthetic. So you can only push the envelope so hard with like something that's not, you know, what
your
you
vision.
Want. Yeah. Your vision. So I think that's what led me into it. And it was good because I got to like learn and discover that passion. And so it was nice. And even like with makeup collaborations I've done, it's been good because I don't think I'll do makeup.
Yeah.
Like as of right now, it's not something that I think I'll do, but I think that it's great that I've had the collaborations so that I know the process.
And the experience.
And you had the experience. And I'm sure that's what led you to like do.
100%.
That's what's so important about doing is like, that's how you figure out what you want to do. And you've done more than just sunglasses. Like you said, makeup, and you kind of figure out like what your real passion is and where you want to go and what you want to do. So that's why I tell my niece all the time. I'm like, just do anything and everything.
Do
just
it all.
Do.
And then experience comes.
There's going to be a ton of no's. There's going to be a ton of yeses, but can kind of guide you on a pathway that will take you. You have no idea where, you know?
Exactly. And the no's are always exciting.
They are very exciting. Nose are
all
just
the nose
important.
In my life have been so good because like at the time I was like, damn, but then you just don't see like what's gonna happen.
Nose are so important in life. Failures are so important. Nose are so important. They just re-guide you, if you will.
100%.
They answer questions for you that need to be answered.
Right.
So
that you didn't realize you were asking. That happened to me all the time. Like even like becoming a content creator, like I had been told no to become permanent at Mac, and if I didn't get told no, I might have just continued there. I've never been able to do what I did in here.
I got told no to get hired at Mac.
I was too scared to apply for Mac because the girls were horrible there.
That's, no, they were, because when I applied, I was like getting looks up and down, and I thought, like, I looked up to them. I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be amazing. And I was like, I had an Instagram following, but it wasn't super big yet. But they looked at me and they're like, we don't hire people who have Instagram.
Because back then you couldn't.
They like hated. They were anti.
See where that got them today.
Yeah.
How far did that get you today?
They were anti Instagram. Wow. And so I did not get the job. Wow. And I was like so devastated. And that just wasn't my path.
There were a few girls I liked in Mac for sure. Like there were a few good ones. But then most people were so just like, what are you doing here? What do you need? What do you want? Very that.
Yeah. I felt very like.
I was like.
Cheerleader squad. That, like in an ideal high school movie or something. That, like where you weren't. Allowed in, and it's like
I'm like, why would I even want it? Because you have to remember, Mac was like the thing. Whenever
it was the end all be all,
it was the end all be all.
It was the end. You were cool if you worked at Mac.
Yep.
When I was a freelancer, and I remember like at the time I had gotten followers like on Instagram and YouTube. I had just started, and like I not that I was getting clowned, but people would definitely bring it up to me, or that people were like, "Hey, can you post that we're doing this sale on your Instagram?" I'm like, suddenly it's like becoming like, suddenly it's like, "Oh, why don't you use that as like a resource for me?"
Wow. Yeah,
I'm like why? Like that's for me. I'm not working here because of that.
They probably bullied you into it. They're probably like,
for sure. They're like, "Hey, do you want to post on your?"
Like if you don't, you're frowned upon, and you probably just felt like, "Okay, yeah, sure."
Yeah, I felt pressure. I remember I would put like even on to this day, there's photos on my back in the Instagram where like I was wearing the Mac X Simpsons lip gloss. And I did a photo of every single lip gloss on my lip on my Instagram, like just to show what they would look like on.
Dang.
And I was like, damn.
Times have changed a little bit.
Right.
It's crazy. And now they're like, I think about social media.
And then fast forward to like me doing like a huge campaign with Mac.
Insane.
And I was like, look where I'm at right now. I was completely rejected by working as an artist in stores, and now I'm doing a full-blown campaign.
Like, isn't that insane?
It's crazy. Like, life will take you to such crazy places.
It really can. You can never say no. Never say never. Mm-hmm. Never. I also said never about the Dr. Pepper thing, because I was like, well, they don't really sponsor people like that, but, like, they had done little things with me, like, little fun moments. So I was kind of like, that's very fulfilling, and we're good. But now I'm like, never say never, because if you bug someone enough, you don't even have to bug them.
It could happen.
Just like, you know.
Hey, if you and constant. I get, like, if I get sponsored by Coca-Cola after this, and you get another big... You know,
we're retiring. Dr. Pepper. We're retiring. Mm-hmm. That's it. And that's it. And we're done. We did it all.
I always put it out there. I want to get my brand acquired like one day.
Yeah.
Like, I want that to happen.
That's great.
That would also be a great
Like I would love that. Dream. If Lunar Beauty could one day be acquired by like a huge brand like L'Oreal, Estee Lauder vibes, I'm like, that would be a dream come true. Like, that would be so fucking cool.
Goals.
That's goals.
Literally.
Like, goals. In my head, I'm like, it's going to happen. So, like, I just have to keep saying it's going to happen. And I feel like I've always manifested things in my life. Like, without knowing I have, if I've thought about something enough, it's happened.
Right. Because you work at it enough.
I'm a witch.
Work at it. Think about it. Make your life. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Talking about brands, experiences. Mm. Let's get into it. I know you got some drama up in there somewhere. If you dig deep.
You know what's so funny is that I have the worst memory, and anyone can attest to this. Like, you could tell me your worst life story and it could be so wild. And I will literally forget it tomorrow.
I also have the memory of a pee.
I'm the best person to tell anything to because I'll forget. Like, I even forget my own.
Well, I also started the episode forgetting your child's name. So that kind of takes the cake. I'm like, what's your baby's name? Welcome to our podcast.
You said Posey. I was like, maybe my baby's name is Posey.
You're like, I think it is Posey.
Oh, shit. Oh, yes. It's not Posey.
Let me think. Okay. So I have one story.
Here we go.
One time we went on a, I wish I could for sure remember the brand, but I can't. So
even
I don't
if
wanna
you can't, you don't have I don't to say
wanna, it. I don't remember. I honestly don't
you
remember
don't
the brand.
You don't have to say it.
I like have a thought, but I'm like not sure. Anyways, we were on this brand trip and they, you know, they have the brand people and the girl was supposed to take us out to this club night. It was supposed to be like bottle service. I don't even know if you guys were there or not. See, that's how bad my memory is. But we were all out and they had the full setup, bottle service, all the influencers. And then when it came time to pay the bill, the girl, the girl forgot to bring the company credit card. She had absolutely no money. And to me, to us, we were all drunk. It was not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, totally. For us, it was not a big deal at all.
Totally understood. But like,
then one of the managers of like the influencers on the trip who was partying with us, he was like, don't worry, I'll put it on my card. Like, you can just pay me back. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. And it was totally cool. No big deal. Like, and nobody was stressed.
And no one's freaking out,
until the brand found out, because obviously she had to tell them, like,
we had to pay him
for
back.
The reimbursement. So the next morning, we're all like going down to the lobby to head out because we're leaving back home. And we see her like in the lobby crying.
No.
Like she was just like full, like she was like a sad little puppy. And we were like, what happened? She's like, I got fired.
You're lying.
Yeah. And we felt
fired her over that.
Done. She was like
on the spot.
And we were like on an international trip. And so she was like on the next flight out.
I'm a little shook.
Yeah.
You got me gooped and gagged. You never told us this one.
Oh, that's horrific.
And not even an influencer paid, a manager did.
And nobody was like
mad about it. Nobody was mad about
it. It was like totally fine, but for like a huge corporate company that this was, that I think they were, you know, corporate people, that's like
it
was
very
like another level, like you,
and who knows what else, like maybe she had been slipped, like
that's,
you know,
also
what I mean,
true. That
maybe it was like
straw.
That's the last straw, like I don't know the behind the scenes.
I can't imagine,
but
a brand,
I think we tried to like
for just that
because so I think like, we all tried to like tell them like, oh my god, it wasn't a big deal at all, like no, it was
like
we
you're
felt,
done.
We were all just sitting there and she was crying and we were like
this also, like, her crying right then and there, I would, like, freak the fuck out.
I know.
Like, oh, my God. Like,
I know.
It was
this brand's so mean to their employees. So like, I would go, like, crazy.
No, we felt bad. Like, I don't know. We felt guilty by, like...
Association.
But anyways, that was, like, something
I mean,
that
I could they wait till the plane landed?
No. I mean, she was literally on the next flight out. She was like, bye.
Couldn't wait till the trip was done?
My God.
You're like, okay, you know what? You're going to have these next 2 days here. Because, you know, the brand trip wasn't long. You have the next 2 days here, and then you're fired when we get back.
Yeah.
No, they said, you got to go, babes. Right now. Wrap
and,
it up.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah, I'm leaving now. I was like, oh, my God.
My God. No wonder PR people are so crazy sometimes. Yeah. They're scared for their life. They're stressed for their life. Wow. That is interesting.
I would feel so bad. Like, that would just like really haunt me.
Yeah, that would haunt me too.
Because I think about
it's not,
it.
It's not like it's anyone's fault. It's just like, damn, she forgot the card. But then to be fired for it.
And poor thing.
So
like
intense.
She was like to us, like she was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. Like it was... I felt really bad.
You're like, damn, girl, I wish there was something that I could do.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm throwing a good word for you somewhere.
Seriously.
No, we did. We tried. We tried to say like, oh my God, you guys, it wasn't a big deal at all. Like, blah, blah, blah. And it just,
it got kind of awkward.
They were
like,
oh my God.
They're like, too bad, darn.
Wow, that's really crazy.
That's crazy. I feel like that's definitely not one that we've gotten
here. Okay, that's one I remembered, so that's good.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
You hit us with a good one. Okay, next question. So there's like a new wave of influencers that's come up through TikTok.
Yes.
What do you think about it? Like,
the beauty ones.
I mean, I love that there's like a new wave of influencers.
I'm like, yay, new people for me to follow. I already know all these old bitches.
Right, I know every like bitch here.
You know, I like when things get shaken up a little bit because I feel like... Mm-hmm. I know, I need to get re-inspired. And sometimes you just need new people to do that for you. Like, you guys had Monet on here. And, like, I told her, I was like, dude, you, like, it's been a while since someone has really just, like, inspired me. And she, like, so inspires
so
me
creative.
With her content and her hustle and, like, just the little creative edits that she does. And that's something that I had a passion for that I feel like I've kind of lost along the way. It's like, well, I wouldn't say lost, but I would say I put all of it into my brands where it's like in my 100%. Personal brand, I feel like I've lost it. I used to do like creative edits and all this stuff. And then I see her and I'm like, I want to do that again. Like I miss that part.
Mm-hmm.
I miss creating for myself.
Mm.
And like, I need to try to find time to do that. And so it's nice.
So
I like seeing new people. I do feel like, I know I've heard you say before that you feel like the connection is just not as there. And I do feel that too.
Yeah.
So,
it depends on the people too. Like
it
I feel
depends.
Like for example with Monet, like I have felt this like innate connection with her from her TikToks.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that I felt that because I don't really feel that with a lot of other TikTok creators. Like I'm like, damn, I do feel like I know you because her authenticity just jumps out.
Yeah, and I also feel like she shakes things up. Like she's not always doing the same thing. You know what
she's
I mean?
Not
like
a beauty
there's some
girly,
people
yeah,
where like I love them at first and then I kind of get like tired
redundant.
And I'm just like, ugh. And I'm sure people feel that about me too. Listen.
Sure, for sure.
I mean, I'm just saying like I like the more
variety.
New people. I like variety. I like seeing new people. I love seeing all this new talent. I think, damn, there's some talented ass people. Like there's some people doing some special effects makeup. But I'm
oh my God.
Listen, I thought my melting skull was so sick back in the day, but if you
You're
put
like,
it.
That was
if
sick.
If you put it
that.
Up against some of these artists
it's
now.
Insane. It's insane.
Like I'm blown away. So I'm
there's
just,
this girl on TikTok. She does her whole TikTok is like stop motion.
She shakes me.
Stop motion, girl.
I literally just
is it the one that like every makeup thing is this, that
yes.
one?
Every like she's like a drink and it like pours onto
I'm
her.
I'm so
and she,
tired. Oh, I've seen that.
What?
They make me tired.
Me too. I got tired. I was like, I know how much work that took, and so like,
and it ain't ever gonna happen, baby.
It's not gonna be for
it
me.
Ain't
but
never,
I'll applaud you.
But I'm a watch.
But you know, I love that. I think it's cool to have all these new creators. Everybody just.
I feel too like reinvigorated with it. I'm like, wow. And I mean, there's a handful. There's a few that's like redundant. And there's a few where I'm like, I can't even plan. I was a shithead myself. And we were too. And we were in drama. But I'm like, a few I could like skip on. And a few that I'm just like, yes, bitch, give it to me. Of course, Monet is one of them. Yeah. We just eat her up. She's also like a little bit older. A lot of the girls are so young coming up. Mm-hmm. So it's like different. Whereas Monet, I feel like she was already on YouTube.
I think she kind of hits a lot more than just like the Gen Z demographic.
She does. 100%. She checks a lot of boxes, but she was a YouTuber first. She actually,
maybe that's why she gives that us that
is,
vibe.
I'm telling, I think that's you, what it is.
Because when we got on the pod, I'm like, you what
can you're too good. Yeah, you're like a
connect.
YouTuber.
Yeah,
the edits and all. I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah. And then she was like, well, I was already on YouTube. I'm like, that's where it came from.
And then she blew up from TikTok, but she already was on YouTube.
And she's still on YouTube, which I appreciate. You know, I think she's amazing.
I love her. I found like one day I was scrolling and I saw this video of her wearing literally all Desi sunglasses, and she was on a boat or like a yacht or something. And I showed it to Steve and I was like, look at this girl. Like, she's amazing. Like, I could just tell right then. I was like, dude, she has it.
Mm-hmm. It factor.
She had an it factor.
She's got an it girl. It. And this was like, I she wasn't big yet. It was before her big blow up. Mm-hmm. That this, I am pretty. And then I was like, she is so incredible. And I think she's the first person that I sent after that video that I was like sending PR that I didn't really know, or maybe didn't have the biggest following at the time. Yeah. But I just knew that like, her content was so good. And I was like, she can have whatever she wants. I was like,
100%.
Yeah, I love her. So
I feel like the internet made the right person famous.
Yeah.
You know, with her.
They did the right. They do be fucking up sometimes. And then they wonder. And then the person falls down and you're like, yeah, I saw that coming.
We knew that was going to happen.
But we got the right one this time, guys.
No,
we did it. We did it, guys. We got made the right person famous.
You guys can stay.
She's great. I really genuinely like her. And she just gives off such genuine energy.
Oh, definitely. The person you see on camera when the cameras go off
is the person you see when you're in person.
Same girl.
Yeah.
And just so appreciative. I really fuck with people who appreciate things that are in their life, that they're really grounded and down to earth. And I love that so much. And I think
like, she doesn't even know, like, it seems like she doesn't even know what's hitting her right now.
Literally.
Like, she's kind of like,
she has no idea how famous she is.
She's kind of
like, whoa.
She has no idea how famous she is.
It happened quick, though. Like, I think a lot of the TikTok kids, especially, it happens so fast for them.
TikTok world is scary because people go up real quick and they can go down really quick.
Fast.
Like,
dude.
Honestly, the whole Hailey Bieber thing has me shook. And I don't even want to get into that whole feud thing, but like, just the fact that the internet was gagging over her like every move 2 seconds ago, and now everyone is like,
F her.
It's like,
we were doing, you know, regardless of Hailey was doing.
Right. Like, regardless of, you know, who did what, just like, let's just say that's how quick
they can flip on time.
Shift, and that's scary.
I know,
it's very scary.
Very scary
because it's people perception. It's all about the perception.
As soon as they hype them up, they'll drag them down just as quick, and especially on TikTok.
And TikTok,
like, well, that's YouTube, the one that makes it happen.
It took a lot more. It took a lot more.
Yeah, YouTube. Well, YouTube. It was like things didn't travel as fast, so it was like harder to do that with, and it was just like more of a steady platform. Whereas TikTok, it's like 1 minute you'll be famous, and in 2 years, it's like where.
But TikTok is like an army, whereas like YouTube is like the gossip channels, and that was then it was it.
Was
like other people weren't making videos on it.
Yeah. Oh my god. And but on TikTok, it's like
everyone's putting in their 2 cents, so it's like so
and
heavy.
Then that gets served to your For You page because you watch it.
That's how it gets shared so much.
It's insane.
I'm like, kind of the internet can be like
tumultuous.
Yeah.
What do you think about? Would you freak out if TikTok got taken away?
I would. Yeah. I really love TikTok.
I would be very upset.
I am such a, like, I learn all my things on TikTok. Like, listen, this hair looks like I had a blowout because of that one girl that did that sock. Yep. Mm-hmm. I
tried it. Did you do it?
This has been my hair every time. I've done it. I have not like. I've been doing it.
I only mastered it once.
I tried it in Mexico and I've been like every time. It's so great.
Okay, I'm going to get back in. I did it once and I was like, okay, this was fabulous, but I just have to remember to do it because, you know, you have to leave it up for hours.
Oh, I do it before I go to sleep.
So you sleep in it?
Yeah.
I'm nervous because I'm not going to get good sleep.
No, because it's right here, I don't feel it.
Okay.
Like, you don't put it, you want to put it back
here.
You
put it all the way up top. Like, yeah. Do you do one or two?
Two. Like how
you do your whole head?
I just do one.
And then two. Okay.
And then I put my silk bonnet and Steven tells me how sexy I look. And then I go to sleep.
I had to tie mine up too. I put like a silk scarf around it to tie it up real tight to keep it all silky and up there. Yeah. Getting frizzy.
But I love it. And I learn everything. I learn like all my, like how to cook for the kids. Mm-hmm. Like I get all my parenting advice. Like I learned so much there.
Yeah.
I've learned more there than I ever did in school.
Oh, bitch. My God.
Taxes. Literally. All the things that people, and that's why I think everyone's scared about for it, and they want to ban it because we are just like learning too much.
Yeah. That's my conspiracy. Is I feel
we're
like
we're very smart now.
That we people are getting so
my
smart.
My sources, I always say, like, listen, my sources, aka TikTok.
Yeah, literally.
I read an article once, TikTok.
Yeah.
It's true. It's insane. Like, I feel like I would be truly devastated if it like went away.
I'm scared that it will because the United States doesn't want a foreign media.
Yeah.
And TikTok is foreign media.
Well, the gag is that it's literally like TikTok is the app that like the people go to. Like
150,
for things,
and it's half America.
Half America. And it's like it's turned into a search engine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But in China, it's censored for their people.
Yeah.
It's not loosey goosey. Like here, we get to watch whatever's on your algorithm. Yeah. There, they don't let their children do that.
No. And I heard that also that they promote
smart people
here, like science, they promote and smart people because they want their kids to be smart, whereas here they promote dancing so that we're all just like
right.
So
well, at the end of the day, capitalism is what America runs off of, and technically that's mostly what's promoted on TikTok.
Exactly. So I'm like, do you know how much people are buying because of TikTok?
I know. And they don't realize
the economy.
Feel that. I mean, they didn't even realize that the reason that you connect to TikTok through the internet is because you have to connect to Wi-Fi. When I watched the thing and he was like, so you're telling me.
I was gagged. I'm like, really? You don't know that?
Well, I'm embarrassed.
It was really bad. And so I'm like, if that's like the mindset, then I'm just, maybe they don't really understand what it's going to be if you take away TikTok.
Well, they're all convinced that TikTok is like spying on you. So it's like, you guys, well, also, you're
everyone's
too far.
Spying on
I
you.
Know.
That's what I said. I'm like, it's the same like, people that go, I'm not downloading TikTok. All of a sudden, I have Facebook and Instagram. Like, Facebook, what do you think they're doing?
I'm getting so spied on through, like, I don't even really go on Facebook, but through Instagram. Then, like, the random time I'll pop into Facebook to see, like, what my family's doing, I'll get ads for something that, like, I didn't even look up, but maybe I on an ad on Instagram. Maybe I swiped, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, what's the popular sneaker? The Hoka? H-O-K-A.
Yeah,
Hoka.
Yeah.
Hoka, I think it's called. So we were at the beach and I was telling Ty we're walking down the boardwalk and I'm like, look at this shoe. It's so popular. I want to get it. It's so fucking ugly, but I want to get it.
I have it.
Okay, is it worth it?
It's very comfortable.
All right, I'm going to get it.
And Thea
I need
has
a walker.
Them too. She rocks them all.
If Thea's got it, Thea.
Thea. Mm,
Thea.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
If Thea's got it, I'm going to have to go ahead and get it.
Yeah, she's setting trends. So
we're on the beach, we're walking and I'm like, that person has one on. We were like, damn, more people's wearing this shoes than not. I pull up my Instagram and there's an ad for them.
Exactly.
So you tell me who's tracking who here.
We're being tracked. My shit's already on the internet.
Unless you don't have a phone, that's probably the only way you're not being tracked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. But it's America tracking us, not China.
Yeah.
That's what that's in their mind. They're like, we're doing it. But, I'm like, tracking is tracking.
Yeah, but then they're selling our data to China anyways.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's all everything. Like I've had this conversation with my brother and I said, everything comes down to money.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever the money is, that's what they're fighting for. And that's it. And nobody cares about your safety. If you think that the safety is the one thing they're caring about, that's definitely not. It has to be money. It's always money. It's always going to be money.
And so. China has banned, you know, the American social media over there. But America has put up a huge fuss about that on how that's wrong. But then I'm like, but you guys are doing the same thing.
Well, you want to ban TikTok.
Yeah, you want to do the same thing. So can't be that mad at them. You know, I don't know. So there's a lot of back and forth with it. By the end of the day, I think they have to come up with a good enough reason that's not going to make half of America riot before they can do it.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And I don't think they have hard enough data to do that yet. They can't say we don't want foreign media because that's not going to stand with the people. They're going to be like, come on.
So my question is, have you saved all your videos already?
Sure haven't.
Yeah. Sure have not.
Sure
haven't. Everyone on TikTok saying like, if you're a creator, you should be saving your
content.
And I'm like, okay, but no, I didn't.
I have not done that.
I'm just going to be like, bye.
Same. I know, literally. I'm just going to be like, well.
I have not done that. I'll just make more.
Without the watermark. Platform. Like, save it without the watermark.
See, that's the problem. Like, all mine is saved, technically, because it saves to your.
But not without the watermark.
And not without the watermark.
Yeah, you have to save
it without
the watermark.
That's too much.
It's a lot of work.
It's too much.
Get
it's
out of
not
here.
Happening.
That's insane.
Okay, wait. I have one more question before you leave.
I think you've only asked one question.
I know. Literally. Right? I got through one question. You guys found out what it's like to be a mom for Desi's eyes and that's it. I'm just kidding. Okay. So we ask every guest this, so you probably already know what it is, but if you were given $1 billion cash, tax-free, no charity, no family, don't try to give to charity and family. We already know you're going to do that. Okay.
I know.
What are you buying?
Okay. Well, I'm not giving it to family, but this is my dream. And it has to do with my family, but it's not just for my family.
Okay.
So I have this dream and I will live this dream one day. Okay. I'm putting it out there.
Yep.
I want to get a really big piece of land, beautiful land, and build a compound for like my family, the closest people to me. And I want to have the biggest garden, possibly a little farm. I want to live a very simple life and I want it to be somewhere beautiful. And like, I just envision, you guys already know how I am, Perkins Produce. Yep. Like I want it. Totally. I envision like being like, Ocean, can you go get me some eggs like from the chickens? And I just want them to be like running around with their cousins and like a little courtyard.
Yep.
And I want to build that, the ultimate compound. That's the first thing I would do.
That's awesome.
It's very Righteous Gemstones.
It's giving Righteous Gemstones.
Have you ever seen that? Heard of that?
Righteous, no.
So it's like the show on HBO, but like they have a literal comp. It's not like actually her life.
It's a spoof on rich people. It's like a spoof on rich religious people that own like the big churches. Like the churches. Oh, and like have a compound, but they have like.
Every house is like a family member.
It's really in cute. The compound. I'm and not they have gonna a lie. Amusement park.
See, like we're, like my family, like family is everything to me and we're so close and like I'm the happiest with family. Like
totally.
And so that would be it for me. And I mean, we kind of already have that situation. My mom lives down the street from me. So it's like.
So special.
It's great. But then I would also buy a house in Mexico, in Puerto Vallarta, like where my family is. Mm-hmm. I really want to buy a house there.
That could happen.
I would love to. I would actually like, honestly, when we came back from that trip, Ocean looked at me and said, I think we belong in Mexico.
No way.
Stop.
That's so wild.
You said, bitch, I wish.
He's so in tune and he's like, we belong in Mexico. And I told him, I said, hey, are you happy that we're back home or do you miss Mexico? He goes, I miss Mexico. And I'm like, me too. Oh, like my soul's happy place. So I would definitely buy a house there.
I bought a house in February in Florida, which is on the border of where I'm from in Alabama. So, nice. So our family would have a meeting, like a place.
That's so wonderful.
Right? Because I don't have a lot of family, but I'm very, very, very close with Tyler's family.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of family. Thank God, because I would literally have crumbs if it wasn't for his family. Oh, but my mom and his mom are best friends. So like our families were merged.
That's even
every
more
single
special.
Vacation was a family vacation of both families.
Just wow. So cool.
Yeah, that's so rare. So I got really lucky. So my mom never even got to see my beach house, but the rest of our family gets to use it. So that was like kind of a similar goal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To like get a house or a meeting place for all of us. So.
That's goals.
And the property value isn't great in Alabama. So we said, we're going to do Florida.
Right.
Right at the cusp.
Right. Like you still want it to be a good investment. Yeah.
some equity on the property.
Right.
But it's 2 hours from where I'm from and we go to that beach my whole life. Like we would rent out
so
houses.
So it's still sentimental to you. It's still something that you're familiar with.
And we know every little nook and cranny in there. No one's even heard of Destin, Florida. You've probably never heard of Destin. See, exactly.
I hadn't either before.
You only know if you live in the South. It's like a little hot spot. Most people go to Miami or Boca Raton or something like that.
My hair could not handle Miami, let me tell you.
Oh my God.
My
body can't handle Miami.
No, like I don't sweat. So like when it's so hot, I get so frustrated because like I don't have a way to cool myself down.
You don't sweat?
No.
Oh my God.
Like physically?
Kim K said she doesn't
sweat. It's really terrible because, I mean, there's benefits obviously to not sweating, but it's also really excruciatingly like terrible for me because when you sweat, it's a way of your body
detox
to cool itself down. Mm-hmm. And I do not have that. So like when I get really hot is when it's like, don't mess with me. I get so claustrophobic in my own body. Like I just feel
it's another
like
level of hot down there too.
Yeah.
You know,
it's different. I've gotten hives out there because I was so hot. Like my body couldn't handle it. And I literally broke out in hives.
I grew up in that weather. I didn't even know I could have straight hair until I moved to California. My hair said poof. But you know, up there it was just like poof. Because the humidity and the atmosphere.
But the humidity keeps you young, though.
Oh, it sure does.
So good for the skin. People who live in the humidity, like, you're going to look good.
Mm-hmm. And if you have oily skin.
We're lizards out here.
Yeah. We're like dry.
Yeah. Yeah. When people tell me it's humid out here, I'm like, is it?
No, it's not. Girl. I came back here and I was like,
come on. Compared to Mexico.
People trying to argue the other day of my life.
They shriveled up when I came back.
It does get humid here. I was like, where?
No. Humidity.
Where?
I literally, like, the minute I touched down from Mexico, I looked like the things in like in Ursula's cave.
The poor unfortunate souls.
The poor unfortunate souls. I was like,
the moisture. We're in the desert out here. It's a desert, honey.
I like it.
Well, this was such a fabulous episode. So
did we do the pit and peek?
in the beginning.
I don't know if we even got that to that.
Memory.
Did we get to that?
We're starting to the
we
top.
We got
all
there.
Right, starting from the top. We're too
thank
much.
Thank you so much for coming on. Honestly.
Yes,
really
thank you for
it.
Having me. I'm so thank honored. You.
It was so much fun. It was so easy. Like, we knew it was going to be a chill ass episode, too.
Very chill. That's why we had you last, so we could spend some time with our girl, Desi. Mm-hmm.
Such a good time.
Yes.
And of course, we'll leave everything linked down below, you guys. Mm-hmm. Socials, brands.
All blah, blah. Of it. TikTok.
Links.
Everything.
Make
everything.
Sure you put a link for Posey.
Period.
Of Posey. Course, we can't forget Posey.
Posey's Instagram
Posey's
account.
Posey's a little angel.
I love Desi's baby Posey. I'm going to meet her and be like, hey, Posey.
Hello, sweetie.
How are you?
Oh,
unwell.
My God.
Unwell.
It. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you guys.
Thank you guys.
In our next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.